When you go to school, if you have communion that morning, the Spirit of God is going to tell you, hey, listen, you know this friend of yours? He's ready. Or he's going to tell you, no, he's not. Or he's going to tell you, this time I just want you to leave a track in the locker room. I don't know what he will tell you, but he will tell you what to do. But if you don't have communion, you're not going to get anything. The first thing is communion, and there is no time to go more than that. The second thing is character. Why did you think that lady of the house, Naaman's wife, believed that maid? Why did you think she believed her? I mean, come on. You telling me to go and tell the general that there is a prophet, it's not even a doctor, a prophet in Samaria that could heal leprosy? Come on. Why did she believe her? Why she was credible? Because she have a character that proven that. How do you go like Abraham's young men went? Character. It's very important for witnessing. You gotta guard that. Lot is from a good family. He has a great uncle. He's a righteous soul. He have heart for the believers. Better yet, he knew when the judgment day was coming. And he was right. By the way, the Lord, if you read the chapter, didn't tell him that today or that day. There was nobody that knew the time. They just told him judgment day is coming and hurry up and get out. Why nobody believed Lot? He said the truth. A righteous soul, good family. Why nobody believed him? Character. You are a mocker. You're a joker. What are you? What did you eat this morning? What are you talking about? Oh, his life didn't match what he preached. Young people, if your life doesn't match what you say, trust me, nobody is going to take you serious. You could know all the verses. You might even know what the day of the judgment is. Nobody going to take you serious if your character does not match your preaching. Turn with me to Titus chapter 2. That's another verse I want you to underline. Probably you heard me saying about that to young people many, many times. I'm going to say it to you again. Turn to Titus chapter 2. Speaking to a young man. We talked about young ladies. Now we're talking about a young man. What is he telling him? In all things, not in just half of the things, verse 7. Chapter 2 of Titus, verse 7. In all things, not in half of it, not when you are only at school, when not only you are at work, in all things, showing thyself a pattern. The gold standard. You, Titus, you, young man, you, young lady, is the gold standard. You show yourself a pattern in what? An example. You have heard Timothy over and over again quoted to us. In what? Of good works. In doctrine. Showing uncorruptedness. Gravity. Sincerity. Sound speech that could not be condemned. Sound speech that could not be condemned. What do we say sometimes, young people? Sound speech that could not be condemned. You? Lot? What, are you kidding me? You were there last night joking with us? Now you're telling us it's going to end, it's going to burn, get out of here. Sound speech. Good works. Doctrine that is not corrupted. That he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Have no evil thing to say of you. Character. That is how the gospel will be well advanced. And thirdly, the third C is commitment. Turn to Daniel chapter 1. A verse that you all know. I gotta find Daniel. He's a big prophet. I should be able to find him. Major prophet. Chapter 1 and verse 8. Daniel, chapter 1 and verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Dare to be a Daniel. A commitment that I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. These are the three things. There are many things. There's no time. These are the three things that will help a young man, that will help a young woman to have a witness that is effective, to have an ability to preach the gospel, because there is a gift. Not every one of us would have it. The Lord had given certain gifts. There are those who are able to preach the gospel for a stadium full of people. And some of us don't have that. But the verses that we read in Timothy, it said, do the work of the evangelist. Do the work of the gospel preacher. If you could not preach the gospel because you did not have that gift, do the work. Pass a track. You guys are all computer whiz. How about all of these websites that you could create? What's on your Facebook? Is your Facebook further advancing the gospel? Is your profile have these characteristics that we read about in Titus? Is it? Does your picture there show you are a Christian? I hope you don't put your picture there. Do your friends that befriended you on Facebook know that you are a Christian? Is there a gospel message there? You never know. What do you read on your Android and iPad? Download Toward the Mark. Download Toward the Mark. It's there. And it's, as a matter of fact, the last issue is all about the coming of the Lord. So if you want to read it for next week, because trust me, they're going to ask you all kind of questions. There's copies out there. If you didn't get one, get one. But if you want to use a computer, use a computer. Is every action furthering, advancing the gospel? It's a challenge I want to leave with you. Because I believe it is an honor to belong to the Lord Jesus. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 1 and in verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Are we? May the Lord help us. Amen.